Blog Talk Radio.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
I talked to a former Obama White House person just before Christmas when Obama was sort of adrift, figuring out what to do. His poll numbers were pretty low. And he said, look, the president needs to find an issue to campaign on. This is what he's good at. He's really good at campaigning, maybe not governing, according to this.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot and must not ever afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. 646-716-7978. All right. There's lots and lots and lots to get through today because there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. All right, we are officially underway. We can shift colors now. Before I do anything else, I have to talk about, at least briefly here now. We got one of our brothers, only one's being held captive that we know of, in Afghanistan. The U.S. military has obtained a new video, which I've seen. I'm sorry, man, this stuff, you know, I just, you know, I just don't like all this stuff, you know what I mean? It almost seems like when I was a kid and I heard about all this in Vietnam, I was thinking to myself, you know, and you've seen all these movies, Uncommon Valor, and, you know, I love that movie, by the way. But I always thought, well, why don't we have certain teams that go in there and rescue these guys? We know where these stupid camps are. We can figure out where they are. Aerial photography, this, that, everything else. Send in a team, go get him. We don't have that. Well, you military, you know, you signed up for it. You know, you bought your ticket. You knew what you were getting into. You're on your own. I just don't like, that's just the kind of thing that I just don't like. I just don't like hearing that. I mean, it just seems to me that, you know, it should be that we never leave anybody behind regardless, period. End of story. You do what you got to do. Period. We got enough spy tactics, we could find out where this guy is. And then a secret team over there, go get him. And kill a bunch of them, the bad guys along the way. Instead of taking your SEAL Team 6 on a helicopter that's built like 50 years ago. fly them in one of the most dangerous areas on planet Earth with no backup. Helicopter gets shot down. By who? Well, we don't know. They crash. Evidently, there's pictures that the crew was not, everyone on board was not cremated to the point of not being able to be recognized. Exactly whether that's true or not, there's a lot of reports, there's a lot of this. Hey, I mean, it's one thing after another with this government. And it's not just this administration. It's government, period. The whole nature of government, period. And this is where I've been preaching. This is our job. We've got to lasso this. We can't expect them to do this. This is our job. This is our time to shine, man. This is our time. We're fourth and forever. We're on our own friggin' 1 yard line. There's 1 second left on the clock. You can't trust a Hail Mary. So whatever you do, you got to do it right, and you got to do it now. And you got 1 second to do it. I don't know. I don't know. I've always thought that. I mean, I don't know all the circumstances of everything and this and that, but it just always seemed to me as if, you know, they talk about we never leave a man behind. But this government does leave men behind. And they have left men behind for many years. That's just what I just don't like. I mean, it just seems like it should be, okay, we got a man at enemy lines. Well, we got to do what we got to do to get him back. Whether he's alive or dead. And if he's still alive, well, you do something secret. You get him out. I mean, that's just me. I'm a simpleton. I know. But it just seems to me that should be all armed forces. That should be in their motto and their creed, and they're going to do whatever it is. And the president, it should be in the goddamn Constitution under his oath. We got a man behind him, and we go get him, period. We don't worry about the time. We don't care if it's taco night. We don't care if you have some stupid fundraising campaign in Vegas, which we were told not to go to. How dare you have fun and gamble your money away? You must give it to me. Give it to my campaign. Don't you know that I'm running for president again? I need your money. I mean, that is some cold-hearted stuff, man. I mean, you think about what went on in Benghazi. I mean, it's just, I can't let that stuff go. I do, I gotta say, I know I gotta get going here. I digress all over the place. But, that's the way it is. I didn't make me. Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl disappeared June 30th, 2009. While based in eastern Afghanistan, the Taliban claimed his capture in a video released in mid-July that year, which showed the young soldier appearing downcast and frightened, yeah. In the latest video received by the military, Bergdahl was speaking and appeared gaunt. That's in quotations, so that must mean what he really, really said. His family released a statement Wednesday through the Idaho National Guard. Today we learned that a new video of our son, U.S. Army Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, has been distributed by his captors. Distributed? Did I read that right? I can't read half the damn time. I do need glasses. Distributed by his captor. Oh, I get it. Duh, you idiot. See that comma there? Jesus Christmas, good God almighty, and sweet blue heaven. All right, I think I need a sip of grog here, get myself going. I can't read anymore, man. I swear to God, I need glasses. God almighty. I don't know what I'm going to do if I have to really start wearing them. I'm going to be dropping them and kicking them, breaking them, going into the stupid eye doctor every 2 days with Doc. I need some more glasses. Well, you idiot. I ain't wearing contacts. I ain't sticking things in my eyes, man. I do not do anything near my eyes. So, there's that. I don't know. Good God. I'm not going to go into surgery. Some guy with a laser beam screws up, sticks it too long into my retina. Now I'm blind. Nah. Since I'm so goddamn stubborn to go out and get myself some glasses, let's try this one more time. Today we learned that... now I'm choking. Unbelievable. Today we learned that a new video of our son, U.S. Army Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, has been distributed by his captors. The family statement read, as we have done so many times over the past 4.5 years, we request his captors to release him safely, that our son, our only son, can be reunited with his mother and father. You know, that's when I see this stuff, this is what I don't like either. I mean, what are their mother and father? I mean, my God. Knowing full well that you know your son is over there by these creeps. God only knows what they're doing. I just hope the guy hangs tough, man. And we find a way to get him out. Just to me, it just seems like, I don't care if it's only one. It just seems to me that our armed forces, that's one thing that, you know, should be in the oath. As commander-in-chief, it should be your top priority. We got any man, I don't care, top secret, CIA, government, whatever. If he's an American citizen, he's a brother. He gets left behind enemy lines. I don't care where it is. He's on the freaking moon. I know Neil Armstrong is dead, but you got old Buzz Aldrin on there. He'll show you how to get up there. Get your ass up there and get him back. That's just me. That just seems like that should be part of all military motto, all government motto, all American motto. You got a man behind, man. You got to get him. You just think, what was that? What if that was you behind? That's how I just look at it. I mean, that's just me. I'm not criticizing anything and trying to turn people into bad people and this and that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying, if it were me, if I was writing a constitution, I was writing the rules of the military, that's what it would be. That'd be rule number one. But I didn't write it. Nothing I can do about it. But talk radio program and bitch, piss, and moan about it. Anyway, drones. I hope this guy gets it back, man. Dude, I'm with you. Hang tough. Your family must be a mess right now, man. You're a mess. Hang tough, brother. Hopefully something happens. We can get you out of there. All right, let's get back to these drones here. Senator Dianne Feinstein. Well, something happens to her, then she's going to bitch. But when it's her handing out her little rules and... Wow, then it's okay, because I'm in power. I've got control. And I remember her, too. Her and that dumb boxer. Good God. I remember them when I was in the Navy. Those stupid girls were always running for some stupid office somewhere, all with their damn commercials. It seemed like all the time. It's like, God almighty, win the frickin' race already. You know, I mean, how long is this campaign? My God, every time you turn on that stupid television, you got both those ugly mugs up there. Drive you nuts. They're always running for something. You can just tell by the way they had their stupid commercials where they talk. It's like, oh, good God, this country's a mess. But anyway, getting back to the drones, and not to be so short to cut off our brother over there in Afghanistan. But Senator Dianne Feinstein opened her testimony at a hearing on an unmanned aerial vehicles, I believe it was yesterday, by recounting the time she made a drone crash. Wow. We got to put you in uniform and send you over there to Afghanistan. Or you can get the enemy. You can get our drones. You can get the enemy. How about that, Dianne? Mrs. Feinstein, the California Democrat, said there were some protesters demonstrating in front of her house, and one of them must have been flying a small drone. Maybe it was a hummingbird. I went to the window to peek out and see who was there. Ooh, who's out there? I thought this woman was so special. Seems like something this woman would have, you know, her butler do it. Or security. I went to the window to peek out and see who was there. And what to my surprise, there was a drone right there at the window, looking out at me. Was it green? Did it have three eyes with large antennas? It was a Martian! The hell? I went to the window to peek out and see who was there. What do you? What was this, some kind of some kind of Christmas poem or something? What the hell? And there was a drone right there at the window, looking out at me. Obviously, the pilot of the drone had some surprise because the drone wheeled around and crashed. So I felt little good about that. Well, Dianne, you should feel good about that. Probably because you're so freaking ugly, the goddamn thing had nothing else to do but crash. Probably turned all his wires and probably, you know, overheated and, you know, the propellers or whatever it had on there, it spun off and... I'm just kidding, Miss Feinstein. You're not that ugly. Miss Feinstein has called for rules to govern drone use, both for civilians and for the government, citing both the potential beliefs and privacy or security pitfalls of using the new technology. Well, Miss Feinstein, I never once thought that I would ever have any kind of just a glimpse of ever agreement with you, but I'm going to have to tip my hat. I'm not with the legislation that you're going to eventually pass, if you do pass it, because I know you're just going to make a complete friggin' mess out of it. But I do agree with those drones. We need to get rid of that. That we're going to have problems, very big problems. Commercial drones, I mean, hey, look, perverts and peeping toms, I mean, they're in business. You know it's going to be relatively cheap to get them in any hobby store. Yeah, get your son a drone for Christmas. All right, yeah. Oh, horny little Hinchmeyer over there, you know, sneaking out of his sister's bedroom. He's just a creep. Watches his neighbor mom. You can see it now. Plus, you got the government. You don't know what the government's looking at you. I don't like living. You know, people say, well, if you're not really doing anything, you got nothing to hide. That's not the goddamn point. I mean, sometimes it's nicer. You know, people go out to nature. I mean, if you look, you know, I know there's a lot of city people. They hate the nature. They got to have the concrete and the buildings and all the smoke and, you know, whatever. Fine. Now, some people, you know, it's nice to go out to nature and see nothing but trees. You don't have people. And you can see the land. You can see the rivers. You can see the trees. You can see all kinds of other different animals. You can see stuff. It's nice to be somewhere where there's no people. You don't want to be out there with no people knowing you got the goddamn NSA spying on you. Hey, what's that guy doing out there all by himself? Yeah, he's got to be up to no good. Yeah, that's suspicious. Yeah, let's keep an eye on him. Yeah. Maybe we should send a team down there. We'll send the EPA team down there, their commando squadron. We'll find out what he's doing there on the environment. Look at all those carbon footprints he's leaving behind there. I'll go get him, yeah. We'll find him. We'll send him to jail. Yeah. Jesus, God. Look, we already know you give the government just a half an inch. Them bastards are going to take the full frickin' mile. They're going to take miles at a time. Just start grabbing miles. Boom, boom, boom. They'll take everything and tell us there's nothing left. Well, we've seen the end result of that. We're also right in the middle of it. It's already bad enough. I'm sorry, it can get worse and is getting worse by the minute, by the second. That's some good grog this morning. But everybody has to have a drone. Oh, law enforcement, they need their drones. Oh, yeah, we're out there looking for the bad guys. No, well, it may be so, but, you know, once you've got that technology out there, they claim that they're using for national security and for your security, and they just love that word security. Now, who's going to argue with security? What, you don't want to be insecure, do you? Well, it seems to me that you are insecure. That's why you are over-secure. Jesus, God, man. Instead of harassing the American citizens for security, why don't you go harass the people, the actual people that are trying to kill us? I'm sorry, I'm not willing to give up any rights, liberties, or freedom to a terrorist. Why don't you people go harass them? They're the ones trying to kill us. I'm not trying to kill us. I'm not willing to give up my rights and liberties and freedoms for somebody who's trying to kill me. Oh, don't do that. Oh, you might upset this group over here. And if you do that, oh, well, then you're going to set off a firestorm. People are going to die. They're going to kill everybody. And, oh, it's going to be horrible, mass blood and everything, guts, and all kinds of horror. Well, wait a minute. It's my fault because I'm exercising my right as a human being to be free? And I'm the one who's at fault here because this guy blew up all these people? That's my fault. Because I'm free. Well, yeah, you didn't know that. Well, you upset him. He has every right to be upset. Okay, he has every right to be upset, but he doesn't have every freaking right to blow people up. That he does not have the right to do. And you idiot, do not have the right to blame me for it. Especially when it's your fault for relaxing security. I mean, just think about that. They relax the security. Now, whatever this stupid deal was, whether they're trying to get the weapons back that they sold them, or they were going to sell them and the deal went south, whatever. But in any event, it doesn't matter. There should not have been any weapons transfers of any kind, unless it went through Congress. I'm sorry. I'm a fuddy-duddy. I'm an old school fuddy-duddy. But when it comes to stuff like this, man, I mean, because you do dangerous, stupid stuff like this, bad things happen. And that's exactly what happened. So they thought they can get away with blaming a video that was probably more than likely instigated by us. Here, guys, look at this video. Look at this. Look at this over here. Yeah, check this out. I'm not saying they did. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me if they did. That's what I'm saying. There's no evidence. I don't know, and I don't care. The point is, there was far too much pre-facilitation going on in Benghazi for me to believe that this... And then what happened after they knew, minutes into it, that it was a terrorist attack? Why there wasn't an immediate rescue team on their way? I just, for God's sakes, cannot understand that. And then what makes it even worse, that somebody said, no, don't send anybody. Twice. That right there, I'm sorry, but there should have been a lot of people losing a lot of jobs. You do not do that. And then the cost of four American brothers? Look, cost American life, I'm sorry, but I mean, if you got to, in the court system, if they were civilian, that would either, the very bare minimum, would be voluntary manslaughter. Reckless endangerment of human life. Needlessly. And then to cover it up and blame it on a video. Look, all these stupid congressional hearings, fine. Those are all nice and warm and fuzzy. They're cute and sexy. But they're a waste of friggin' time. And time is ticking. Why do they have to stall? Look, I understand due process. But do the process. Don't give me this just gobbledygook. I'm sick of it. I mean, my God. Fast and furious. I mean, there should have been grand juries for that one. Maybe we could have stopped a lot of this other stuff if we would have done our job at the very frickin' beginning. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with what the Justice Department did. Now, whether it went to the White House or not, I'm sure it probably did. But whoever was involved, you can't get a decent investigation because everybody's working for everybody. Nobody wants to rock the boat unless they get paid enough. We'll never get to the goddamn truth, but the evidence pretty much, I think if you use your own brain, you can come up with enough to know that there was a lot of, well, really bad activity going on by our side. Fast and furious, yes. They allowed weapons to be sold. Perhaps just simply hand it over to, God only knows, to Mexican drug cartels. These are people that just kill for just simply being anywhere near their crops, anywhere near their plantation. They're just killers. And they're brutal killers. They're not nice about it. They like to torture first and then kill. And then show your tortured up, kilt up, stabbed up, burnt up. Take whatever the hell's left of you, hang you upside down on a bridge. They do all kinds of crazy, creepy crap, man. some sick, twisted stuff. You do not put allow weapons like that to go into the hands of these people. That's criminal activity. Why Mexico? My God. Why didn't Mexico do something about it? It seems like to me that if Canada, just say, or Mexico, their actual government, were to allow weapons and facilitate weapons of our drug cartels, and we got them too. They don't call them cartels, whatever you call them, drug gangs, this, that, whatever, drug lords, whatever, whatever the name is. Well, they do a lot of bad stuff too. They kill people. They got shoot 'em ups all the time. So if Canada were to do something like that to us, don't you think that our government would at least do something back? Why didn't the Mexican government? I mean, it just seems to me. I mean, if somebody would have done that to us, you know, I mean, come on. Maybe they were all working together on it. I don't know. But you don't allow these weapons to go into the, supposedly they're supposed to take these weapons and give it to the hands of, the, of these people so they can trace them and track them back to the who the real Mexican drug cartel is. But if you don't put any kind of tracer on the gun and you lose track of all of them, yeah, that's productive. How much information did you get from that, Mr. Holder? You didn't get any new information? You didn't figure out who they were? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You were trying to pass some gun control laws. So you had to make it look like there was drugs or guns going into the hands of Mexican drug cartels from the United States. So we've got to put an end to guns. They want to put an end to guns so they can have even more total, complete, absolute control over you. Once they get your gun, you're done. When they get your gun, you're done. Illinois passed a new state law that set back the efforts of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA. Making the use of drones, we're still on drones, by the way. Don't know where we drifted off before we got back on drones, but we're back now. Making the use of drones to interfere with the hunters and fishermen prohibited. So these whack jobs, these PETA freaks, look, I love animals. You love animals. Everybody loves animals. Instead of picking on the people who love the animals, and they do hunt for food, why don't you go pick on the people that are really mistreating the animals, like Michael Vick? Don't punish the innocent, thinking you're going to prevent the guilty. What they try to do is prevent the crime after it happened. Well, we just got rid of the gun. I mean, Jesus, God Almighty. These people don't think. They don't go after the real victim, or the real people doing the real bad things. They say they do, but they harass the people that aren't. They got these drones that are out there looking at hunters. You know, that's not going to, I mean, I can understand why the hunters are pissed off, because if that drone is making any kind of noise or crashes into the trees, scares the guy. Well, what if the guy is out there hunting for food? He needs that to feed his frickin' family. It's getting winter. I mean, you don't know. Times like this, you don't know. You don't know. But it doesn't matter. It's not the point. Who are these people? PETA. I'm surprised PETA isn't a government agency. Maybe now they can start passing legislation like the EPA. Which we got something on here, if I can ever shut up long enough. About the EPA and about your light bulbs. Looks like it might not be going away as fast. Well, when I see it, then I'll believe it. But I got to see it. You got to show me the money. But in any event, back to the drones. The law was created in response to PETA's plan to employ drones called, oh God, this is disgusting. And it's in quotations, by the way, too. So that must mean it's, you know, what they really say. Air angels. What? PETA's plan to employ drones called air angels to monitor outdoors enthusiasts engaged in hunting and fishing nationwide. That PETA's got to keep an eye on everybody outside. That's what I was talking about earlier. You're outside in the middle of absolute nowhere. You really need somebody to be spying on you? I don't like living in a country where I'm out in the middle of absolutely goddamn nowhere, thinking that I'm all by myself just to get a little peace and enjoy the scenery, look at the rivers and the streams and the mountains. Knowing full well I got some jackass up there on a goddamn drone spying on me. I don't like living in a place like that. I don't like that. I'm sorry. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not the point. It's not the goddamn point. We've got to stop all this snooping. Everybody's got to know what everybody else is doing. How about spying on yourself? What the frig are you doing? Huh? Spy on yourself once in a while. Take a look at who the hell you are. Be looking at me. Look, I mean, if we're going to change the culture in this country, we've got to start changing the mindset. I know there's a lot of people that are starting to reject this stuff. There's more and more every day, but we still need more. They have waves of new people coming in. They're called illegal aliens. The Mexican drug cartels are smuggling over here. And then when they get across the border, our Homeland Security officers hand-deliver these smuggled children from Mexican drug cartels to their already illegal alien parents. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. How is that not a direct violation of our Constitution? Just the preamble, right there. There are so many violations. I know you've heard me say this a million times, but there are so many violations just in the preamble. Is that really providing for the common defense? Making it virtually illegal for our border patrol to patrol the border, to stop people from illegally crossing thus border, providing for the common defense? Don't think so. Is that promoting the general welfare? Or is that putting more people on welfare? Same word, two different meanings. Both are equally as... There I go. Broken left-handed tongue already. First thing. They are equally disturbing. I just have a hard time believing that some of these kids crossing over here are not going straight into prostitution. I just don't like that. And there's a lot of bad people coming over. Now, I know it sucks that the good people, well, they get screwed. That always happens. But if you're good and you want to come over here, you do it right. We will welcome you. You will be part of our family. But when you break our laws, don't respect our way of life, and expect us to change our way of life for you, who are illegally over here, we can't do that in your country. We do that in your country. We go to jail, and we go to jail for a long time. See, we can't protest your government. An illegal alien protests the Mexican government, they go to jail. But not a very nice jail. But yet they can come over here and protest our government on closed government land. Meanwhile, the veterans of World War II storming the beaches of Normandy are, well, an outdoor 24/7 monument. They have to block the view. Now, is that not cheap? Why would you block the view of an open-air 24/7 monument if they couldn't go on the precious land, which is BS? There was no excuse why you couldn't let them at least stay in the parking lot. You did not have to block the view. That is cold. I'm sorry, but I can't let any more of this stuff go. Far too much of this crap. We've got too many people to let, you know, and I get sick and tired of people saying, well, you can't be angry. We got to be compassionate. We got to be this. We got to, no. We have to be impatient, yes. There is no excuse to be patient on things that you should not be patient for. You should not have to tolerate things that you should not have to tolerate. You should not have to put up with things that you should not have to put up with things. The fact that you would block the view so these people you knew were coming to go see their monument that was built for them. They stormed the beaches of Normandy and somehow found a way to survive. You knew they were coming, their view. And allowed illegal aliens that are not even citizens of this country, who are protesting this country. To protest the government on closed government land. That's cold. That's wrong. But that's the kind of mindset that we need to fix. The fact that somebody would even think about doing that, and whoever did it, whoever moved those blocks, that person should, no, fired, you're done. Yeah, go work at McDonald's. See if you can get your $15 an hour. That's a creep, I could never do it. I'd probably have to be fired because I wouldn't do it. No way. The block of you? Are the very men who stormed the beaches of Normandy, rescued the country from really, really, really bad people that wanted to take us over. But we allow illegal aliens to come on closed government land with a security guard standing right there. Come on in. Big sign right there, closed. Come on in. No problem. Pathetic. Those security guards should have lost their job. That's pathetic. The fact that we would allow that. I mean, these are just things right there. I mean, that's enough right there. Just that right there. That's enough right there. That a lot of people should have lost a lot of jobs. I'm sorry, I don't like to use the I word, but we're going to have to at this point. We're going to have to put an end to this. We're going to have to stop. We're going too fast. We have gone too far. We need to slow down. We will crash. That big black spot you see right there on the side of that mountain, that's not a tunnel. That's the end of the line. That's all you're going to see when you hit it. It's nothing but black. We got to lasso this, man. We got to bring it in. We can't keep this up. We can't keep going like this. We cannot do it. If it means we got to at least threaten impeachment, maybe we can at least stop the bleeding. I know we got a big election coming up, but that's 10 months away, man. A lot can happen. Look what happened in just 1 month of Obamacare. Now we've got, what, 4 months, 5 months into it, whatever, 4 months, whatever. 3 months. Seems like an eternity, whatever the hell it is. We've already seen the damage it's caused. We already know what damage is going to happen, but we just don't know the severity of it. We can come to a pretty good conclusion based on, well, what we've already seen. And then when you put all the unions and all the other employers, I got all these waivers and all these so-called passes, whatever. Well, those waivers are going to, well, they're not going to last forever. And when these union boys, they got to start giving up their health care. They is going to be upset. What's Obama going to do then? He needs them youngins. He needs them healthy peeps, man. He's going to need something. He's going to make it an absolute mandatory. He's going to force everybody into it. That way nobody has health care. Nobody has insurance, but they're paying for it. No, you're paying for it. You're going to be paying dearly. They're doing this deliberately to move this into a single payer, which is going to be even more of a disaster. They can't even handle what they got. They can't even seem to get $7 million. How the frig are they going to get $350 million? Plus all the illegal aliens. How are they going to do that if they want to go single payer? Who is stupid enough to think, okay, well, they couldn't handle this simple task here. What makes me think that they're going to handle this even much bigger task? Wow, they can do the big things. They just can't do the little things. You see what I mean? The little things are tedious. They need the big things. Yes, they do the big things, don't get it done because it's big and it's a government. They can't even build a friggin' website. 3 years to build one website for $677 million and counting. They keep bringing new people in to take over. Well, what happened to the Health and Human Services Secretary? What happened to old Kat? Isn't she supposed to be in charge? Isn't that her job? They got all these goddamn supervisors and advisors. Pathetic. They got all these chiefs and they've got no Indians. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Everybody's in charge, though, but it's got to go through this bureau and it's got to go through that. Maybe it should be under one bureau, Health and Human Services. It's about health. Human services, is it not? Look, Kat can't do the job, man. You shouldn't have accepted it. I don't know what to tell you. But getting back to the drones, of course, the motivation for many outdoorsmen is to get away from technology and be in harmony with nature. Now, where have we heard me say that, huh? Of course it is. That's why they go out there. That's why I go out there. But PETA has another plan for lovers of the wilderness. They've got another plan for you. They're going to be watching you. They want to spy on the hunters as self-appointed green police, trying to trap them into violations. Surprisingly, these hobbyists are able to take home their personal drone for only $324.99. Well, you know that price is going to come down. There's going to get people going to vet them. They got kids, man, that are like 9 years old that can build these damn things in their friggin' bedrooms. I'm sure hunters would like to have a drone so they can get an overview of where the hell the animal is. You know that's going to happen. We don't need any more of these drones, man. We can't be having people spying on people. Including the government shouldn't be spying on us, and we shouldn't be spying on other people. We got to start spying on ourselves. That's the point I'm trying to make. That this whole goddamn thing is just, people, why don't people think? That's my point. We shouldn't even be talking about this. This should be something that we shouldn't even be talking about this. This is what a lot of this stuff, it pisses me off, first of all, that we got to be talking about this. This is an event that never should have occurred. PETA, go after the people that are really doing the problems. Go after the real people, the really bad people. By creating a law, everybody's got to create a law. I'd love to create some laws, too. By creating a law to prohibit PETA from fulfilling its mission to harass hunters and fishermen in Illinois, it has averted problems that other states like Massachusetts has endured. Well, good for Illinois. PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk. Ingrid, shut up. Said in a press release in Boston, PETA's drones will help protect wildlife by letting hunters know that someone may be watching and recording them. So they should think twice before they illegally kill or maim any living being. Unbelievable, that is in quotations. This woman is out of her damn fool freaking mind. Shut up. Look, lady, I'm sorry you don't like that people shoot people or shoot animals. But, you know, we've been shooting animals for a long time, thousands of years, a bunch of thousands of years, ever since the gun, ever since we had a knife. We used to beat them over the head with sticks, throw rocks at them, whatever we could do to kill them. Then we got to figure out a way to open them up, get the guts out. Got to figure out a way to get a hunk of meat off of it. We got to build a fire. You know, I got a lot of stuff to do here. We got to eat. I'm sorry you don't like nature. Well, you know, become yourself a god, invent a universe, and then shut the frig up because I'm sick and tired of listening to these people. Look, they get to a certain, all this crap, the EPA, the PETAs, the Greenpeace, the this, the that, all these goddamn organizations, oh, we want peace and love, and we want this, and we want that, well, we sow this, and so, blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Look, they come up to with a good point, but the problem is they don't just stay at that point. They just keep on going. They bypass their point. Therefore, they miss their own point. And they never get their actual point resolved. It doesn't make any sense to me. You need to start going after the bad people, sweetheart. You don't be out there spying on hunters out there. Why don't you go after the people that are, you know, abusing their dogs, abusing their cats, abusing other animals? Spend your time and your resources and your funding I'm going after those people. Why don't you go send a drone to those people that are starving their animals, burning them, hitting them with sticks, abusing them, making them fight to the death? Why don't you put those drones on those people? You don't go after the predominant innocent. Okay, are there people out there shooting animals for that? Okay, yeah, fine. But that's not nowhere near as rampant and as what's going on with people, you know, dog fights and just complete total abuse of animals. There are those people out there. You need to start going after those people You don't go after the innocent to punish the guilty, you idiot. Wildlife watchers outnumber wildlife killers 5-1. Wow.
But yet everybody out in the wilderness is a killer. Got to keep an eye on him. Yeah, what's he doing out there? Yeah, he looks suspicious. He looks like he wants to kill. He wants to maim an animal. Let it wander the forest, wounded, bleeding. And then gets eaten by a bear.
Well, why don't you go punish the bear for eating it? Bears go out and kill animals. Mountain lions go kill animals. A lot of animals kill animals. A lot of animals kill humans. Animals kill animals. I didn't invent the animal. I just know how they work. And human beings are animals. And even if a fraction of these kind people use hobby drones, they'll make a huge difference by exposing hunters' dirty secrets. Yeah, it's called hunting. Man has used these secrets for, well, years. That's how they, well, survived. You got to outsmart your prey. Birds of prey do it. Bears outsmart their prey. Cats, those big cats, those mountain lions, pumas, oh yeah, they're good at it. Cats are real smart. A lot of animals outsmart their prey, sharks. Other fishes, whales. But if a human does it, well, then it's... Can't do that. It's against nature. Yeah, I suppose being natural is against nature. All right, I got it. Ingrid added that PETA aims to collect video footage of any illegal activity, including drinking while in the possession of a firearm. That's naughty. Using spotlights, feed lures, and other forbidden hunting tricks. Forbidden hunting tricks. Oh, for God's sakes, man. And maiming animals and failing to pursue them. Well, maybe because that bear that was right there wanted to pursue him. And I'm out of bullets, so... I went the other way. Idiot. Doug Jeanneret, I guess is how you pronounce the name, of the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance asserts that PETA using drones constitutes hunter harassment. It doesn't constitute. It is hunter harassment. It's human harassment. That's what it is. Harassment of man. Man harassment. Imagine drones running over your duck decoys or near your tree stand. It would certainly interfere with your hunt and break the law. They will definitely be using them against all hunters, quote unquote. So that means that he actually said that. And now we have, still on drones, the Border Patrol drones being borrowed by other agencies. Wow, yeah, everybody's got to have a drone. Everybody's got to spy on everybody. No, we do not have to spy on everybody. You want to, but you don't have to. We need to do, this is our job now. We got to put an end to this crap. And there's only one way that we can put an end to it. vet our candidates that want to put an end to it and vote for them and vote only for them. If they're not interested in putting away with all this crap, getting rid of the EPA, slowing them down, cutting them down to the just the bare bones, man. They're the EPA, for God's sakes. They get a clipboard and a test tube. They do not get to carry a gun. They do not get body armor. They do not carry machine guns and sidearms and hand grenades. Complete riot gear, body armor, swooping in out of the trees in Chicken Alaska, of all goddamn places. Swoop in out of the trees to go test the water of these gold miners up there. Just trying to scrape enough gold out of the goddamn ground to put a little food on the man's table, man. And you got to swoop in out of the trees with full body armor and handguns to test the goddamn water? And you're going to tell me that's necessary? Well, it's necessary because it's dangerous up there. Those gold miners are dangerous and they carry guns and they're going to shoot people and we just can't have them. Well, what the hell are you doing up there in the first frickin' place? First of all, you want to test the water? Then come up and test the water. How many people you need to test the water? You get a couple people up there. They got a clipboard. They got some test tubes. They got a couple other little testing things. They test the water. They say, hey, how you doing? Ah, it's a beautiful day. I'll record the testing. Okay, well, it looks like you got a whole bunch of this bad stuff in here. And you got anything to get it out? Because you need to get it out because it's killing everybody. Well, yeah, we got this. We'll take care of it right now. Okay, well, then take care of it. They take care of it and they leave. Everybody's, you know, happy. No problem. But no, we've got to show that we're bigger, badder, meaner, and tougher. No, you're not bigger, badder, meaner, and tougher. You're an idiot. Show of force is one thing. But you don't have to show your force to show your force. Nobody cares how many pounds you can bench press. I don't care how much you can squat. I don't care how many stupid pull-ups you can do. I don't care how many six-packs you have on your stupid abs. You're missing the point. You people want respect? Well, you know, respect and disrespect are both equally earned. You can't be shown real disrespect unless you've earned it. Nor can you be shown any real respect until you earned it. That stupid little tin badge and your little guns and your tasers and your nightsticks and your handcuffs and all your other apparatus. That doesn't give you respect. Your uniform doesn't give you respect. I don't care if your stupid shoes are shined or not. I don't care if your shirt's wrinkled or not. I don't care if you got a squared away haircut. That's not what gives you respect, you idiot. All that stuff may give you fear, but it's not going to give any respect. Difference between fear and respect. And you want to wonder why people say why they got guns? Well, they got people swooping in out of the freaking trees, man, with guns. How were they supposed to know you're with the goddamn EPA? Why would anybody think that an EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, would need to swoop in out of the trees with full body armor, machine guns and sidearms to test water? Maybe that's why people have guns. How are they supposed to know who the hell you are? You're the EPA, for God's sakes. You get a clipboard and a test tube. You come up there, you test the goddamn water, and then you make your stupid recordings, and then you leave. You do not get a gun. If you want to carry a gun for your own personal safety, you're out there in the hills and you don't want to get eaten by a bear, okay. But you certainly do not brandish that weapon at the gold miners to test their goddamn water. You do not arrest 10-year-olds put them in handcuffs by four big, burly, monster, steroided-up, frickin' jockey-looking, bald-headed, Mr. Clean-looking cops with roid rage manhandling this 10-year-old for using his goddamn fingers as a gun. We've got to fix that in our society. And if that's the only people that we have in the police force, well, we need to get rid of them. The cops want respect from us. I mean, you got to show us a little bit here. You know, it's a give and take. We do show you respect. But when you abuse it, just because you have a badge and a gun, I'm sorry, but it doesn't give you the right to harass and tyrannize. Nor does it give you the right to break into somebody's home and start looking through all their stuff. It has nothing to do with, forget about it. Whether you're guilty or not, it has nothing to do with that. It's the point. You want to look through the stuff, you need to get a warrant, but you have to have probable, real probable cause. That badge does not give you probable cause. That gun should not give you probable cause. These would be the first people crying, sniveling, throwing all kinds of titty fits. If that ever happened to them, you know they would, too. If it happened more than once, they would be really upset, wouldn't they? Yeah. Yeah. You don't want these minors carrying guns and protecting themselves? Well, don't give them a reason to protect themselves, idiot. I cannot leave that EPA alone. I really don't care. Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are increasingly borrowing Border Patrol drones. Well, they're borrowing the Border Patrol drones because the border they can't use them. They're not allowed to go out and patrol the border. This is pathetic. The Border Patrol's got all this equipment to go protect the border, which is, well, their job, that being the Border Patrol. Unless I've got a complete misunderstanding of the word patrol and border. Maybe this grog I'm drinking here this morning, maybe it's a little bit more powerful than I thought. Man, that's some good stuff. I'm going to have another sip. That's their job, to patrol the border. So they've got federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are using these old, you know, drones that are just sitting around in a warehouse somewhere collecting dust, are now being used by your local police departments for domestic surveillance operations. Wonder what that entails. Domestic surveillance. Well, we're out there looking for the bad guys. This is preventing crime. No, you're sniping or snooping and spying. Maybe you might find crime. Maybe you might not. It's the whole point of having your government watching everything that you do. It's just the point. This is why I can't understand why there isn't any real, real outrage. People are just, it's the government. I suppose they have the right. It's for security. It's for our own good. No, it's for your own bad. They've got all this stuff on you. And if you vote the wrong way or you say the wrong thing about the wrong person and the wrong person hears it, well, they can use that against you. They've already got the IRS in their pocket. You know, the FBI now is obviously in their pocket. They're not going to prosecute anything. No, they got their complete Department of Justice in their pocket. Yeah. Now, the Department of Justice, oh, yeah. They're all in together. Oh, yeah, there's no problem. Of course there's no problem. Of course they're not going to find any wrongdoing. They're all together on it and in it. But yet they've got to send how long did it take? How many days? What, 2 days? And they already formed committees and sending down lawyers to and investigators. And they're going to get to the bottom of a couple of lanes being closed. This requires the Department of Justice to get involved in this. The FBI? Were there federal crimes committed? Well, let's see. Were there federal crimes committed in Fast and Furious? How about Benghazi? How about the IRS? How about these phony stimulus packages? They're damn near $1 trillion. They're taken out of the American taxpayer's wallet to go into the hands of unions, campaign donors, and their little friends, their little green friends. Oh, yeah, just make up this big, huge, giant company. They built a beautiful facility. That Solyndra is a gorgeous facility. Oh, it was beautiful. Nice location. Nice office. It was beautiful. The president, he comes down there, he's got his sleeves rolled up. He looks, you know, got a hard hat on. Oh, yeah. He's got that pen. Now be careful. He's got that pen. Got a phone, too. God damn it. What are you going to do with that phone? Order a pizza? What are you going to do with that phone? I'm supposed to be scared of a phone? A phone? Well, I got a pen. Oh, I got a pen, boy. I tell you, I've got that pen, and it's a mean one. And if that pen don't get you, then my phone will. I'll call up some people, and we'll convene. Now, what do you think of that? Yeah, yeah. I'll show you. Well, you better do what he says, man. He means business. Just look at him. He's serious. He's got that pen in his hand, man. Don't even get anywhere near that phone, man. That phone, man. You don't want nothing to do with that phone. Oh. Jesus, good God. What, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, he just looks like such a, just a wiener. I'm sorry, but I mean, come on. Well, I've got a pen, and I've got a phone. You better do what I say, or I'm just going to do it anyway. I got a pen and a phone. I mean, it's like I'm supposed to be, what, shaking in my boots? Is that what I'm to do now? Shake? Huh? A pen? And a phone? So you can convene? Convene? What do you mean, convene? What do you mean, so you can just start passing out orders? Is that what you mean by convene? Is that what you mean, Mr. King? Hmm? Or do we call you Sire? Yeah, that's a good name for him. Sire Satoru. Yeah, it just kind of rolls off the tongue there, doesn't it? Yeah. Sire Satoru. That's your new name there, Sire. All right, now where the hell were we? I think we're still on drones. Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, yes, we know they're using them for domestic surveillance operations. Newly released records have shown a harbinger. Oh, shit. Stop. What the stupid, just, you're not impressing anybody. Shut up. A harbinger of what is expected to become the commonplace use of unmanned aircraft by police. So they're going to have these drones. As soon as you, illegally park to go in and, take a pee, because it's either that or pee in your pants, they've got a drone up ahead and is going to immediately give you a ticket. They don't need meter maids anymore. They've got a drone. Yeah, we'll get that police department. We need more money, so we got to go out and give out tickets. No. The police department is that's not your job, is to give out tickets. Look, if you can't fund your force by the money that's allocated, well then you're doing something wrong. But the idea of a police force is not to go out there and create more money by giving people tickets. That's not the idea of a police force. You're parked. That's all you're doing is you're parking. Don't put parking on the street. It's ridiculous, this pay-to-park crap. But fine. If you're going to have it, then make all parking garages. Nobody can park on the streets. But you have to. It's just people are just, everybody's got to tax everybody. Everybody's got to spy on everybody. Everybody's got to know what everybody else is doing, but nobody knows what the hell they're doing. But they're fully informed of what their neighbors are doing. Yeah, but what are your kids doing? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while. Maybe they're downstairs playing video games. No, they're at their friend's house, and they're setting things on fire. Maybe you should pay attention to them once in a while. But I can't. I got a career. I'm an important person. I don't have time for all this children business. I'm important. I work for the government. Customs and Border Protection, which has the largest U.S. drone fleet of its kind outside the Defense Department, flew nearly 700 such surveillance missions on behalf of other agencies from 2010 to 2012. The records show that the Border Patrol drones are being commissioned by the other agencies more often than previously known. Little hanky-panky going on here. Of course there is. Most of the missions are performed for the Coast Guard, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and immigration authorities. Well, immigration, we know they're not doing anything. Don't think the drug enforcement's really doing a lot. I mean, they're allowing the Mexican drug cartels to cross the border, smuggling children. I guess the Drug Enforcement Agency, well, I don't know. I guess they don't need them either. Well, I mean, is anybody using them? What are they using them for? Why do they need to spy on the innocent? This is why, again, I just cannot ever understand why government and law enforcement, why they have to punish the innocent. Punishing the guilty, how? The guilty's allowed to keep doing it. The guilty can have the gun. It's the innocent man can't have the gun to defend himself, because if somebody does break into their home and they do shoot him, well, it's your fault. You've got a murder on your hands. You murdered that person because you shot him. Yeah, but he had a knife. So? I don't care if he was unarmed. What the hell are you doing breaking into my home? If I didn't have the gun, he looks like a pretty big brute. Sure, you beat the living hell out of me. I'm supposed to let this man just pummel me into the ground? Beat me until I die? Or wish that I would die? I have to let him do it, because if I defend myself, I would be a murderer? I would have to go to jail? I would have to be punished for defending myself? This is what I don't understand about this culture that we're in today. Punish the innocent, protect the guilty. Yeah, that's a land of the free for you, isn't it? Yeah. Home of the brave. Yeah. Home of the brave. Well, if you get caught, well, we ain't going to come out and save you. Oh, no, there's reruns, Leave It to Beaver in Spanish on. It's taco night. We can't get there on time. The boys are tired. You know, some of them been drinking. Nothing we can do about it. And plus, you know, it's just the president. I mean, come on. We can't interrupt the president's campaign like this. All right? Look, the man's busy. He's running for the second term. If he doesn't win, then we're going to have Mitt Romney. And we can't have that. All right? We cannot have Mitt Romney become president. So we're going to have to come up with something. We can't have the president be bothered with all of this embassy getting bombed and stuff and people dying and ambassadors getting killed. We just can't. The president, he's too busy. He's got a big, huge fundraiser tomorrow in Vegas. Michelle's up there bitching and complaining. He's got to come eat. You know how she is if he doesn't show up to dinner on time. We don't want to deal with it. You know, she's just not in one of the, you know, she's in one of those moods today. We're just, you know, come on, we need a little peace. So, you know, Valerie, yeah, what are you doing, sweetheart? Yeah, go in there and get together with your little girlfriend, Hillary, and you guys figure out what the hell to do. But don't send anybody out because we don't want to turn this into something, you know, just blame it on something. Figure out what it is. Anybody got any ideas? Hey, how about a video? Hey, that's a good goddamn idea. Give that kid a cigar. You just got promoted. Come on. All right, let's go with it. All right. Get Susan Rice. Send her off to the talk shows come Sunday. I'm going to go upstairs and eat before I get in trouble. And then I got to go to bed. I'll see you on Air Force One tomorrow. Good night, everybody. And we have done absolutely nothing. Oh, we've had a couple of hearings. Wow. Because they have sophisticated cameras and can remain in flight for many hours at a time, drones create novel privacy challenges. Really? We need to have this printed because we're too stupid to figure that out automatically. You know the Peep and Toms are just, oh my God, they just can't wait to get their own personal little drone. Go spy on little Susie across the street. Mrs. Morgenstern. Yeah, them Polanski twins, too. I got to get them. Yeah, look at them. Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's just, and they're going to deliver your pizzas. They're going to have all these drones out there. What about airplanes? They're going to be taking off and crashing into drones? And I mean, we can't be having that. We can't be having drones everywhere. I don't care. Delivering your pizza, okay, I think it's a cool idea, but you know what? We can't be having this crap. I guess it'd be nice. I mean, you know, a drone deliver your pizza. You know, it's snowing out and the guy can't drive, so he just gets on his little computer and, you know, instead of driving his car, he just flies around his drone. Well, everybody's got drones everywhere. I just see it being a mess. I just don't like it. I don't need to have all this. I don't need to be spied on 24/7. I don't care. I'm not willing to give up my freedom for a terrorist, domestic or otherwise. I got to get off this drone crap. There's a whole bunch more here to it, too. There was something about on here, but they were actually watching. They were actually watching, you know, in the case of drones, watch drugs move across the border. Here it is, in backpacks, speedboats, pickup trucks, and river rafts. In June 2012, a drone equipped with a Vader, V-A-D-E-R, spotted a truck south of the border installing a temporary ramp over a fence. A silver Chevrolet Suburban SUV soon drove over the ramp, clearing the fence, in full view of the drone. Agents alerted to the activity recovered 2,317 pounds of marijuana. They'll go after the pot, but they won't go after the Mexican drug cartel who deals in, what,
coke and heroin, smuggling children across the border. Well, we got to get those, got to get the pot. Unbelievable. All right, what the hell else? We got a whole bunch of stuff in here today. Let's see if I can get through it. Let me have another shot of grog. Good stuff, too.
Top Democrat. House GOP needs to secure sensitive Obamacare documents. I know you've heard me talk about this guy. He's just a piece of work. I mean, this man is just corrupt, just oozes out of his pores. It's disgusting to look at. I don't think this guy has said one honest, truthful word in years. Democrat on a House investigative committee has asked his Republican counterpart to set a few ground rules ahead of Thursday's hearing, which is today, on the scrutiny of Obamacare's federal website, arguing lawmakers might leak sensitive information to hackers. Mr. Cummings, hackers are already there. They don't need to have anything released to them, and nor is anybody going to release any of this so-called secret code. That's not the purpose. You can also, if you're going to release it to the public, you can redact that. You're very good at redacting. But in this hearing, pretty sure it's not about what was exactly your code, your secret code. Well, whatever the damn secret code, whatever it was, it didn't work. It still doesn't work. Mr. Elijah Cummings, the Maryland Democrat, wrote to Mr. Daryl Issa from California and chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. We need committees to have a committee, to have a committee, to have a committee, to have a committee. Enough of these goddamn committees. I want action. I don't want any more hearings and no more committees, subcommittees, sub-subcommittees, advisory committees. To tell him that the members might air sensitive documents or information during the public session. Why would we need Mr. Cummings to even say that? Don't you think Mr. Issa is smart enough to not allow a bunch of sensitive information to get out? Don't you think most people in Congress are that smart? No. But I do believe Mr. Issa is. Mr. Cummings, you're just trying to be a jerk. And you're trying to stop what all you liberals try to do is stop the actual goddamn truth from coming out. That's what this is about. It's not about releasing top secret code, which they're not going to do. He's afraid hackers might get in. Well, hackers are already in. They're just waiting for all the good people to start signing up, but all the good people aren't signing up. And what I mean by good is what they consider good, which is people with money, because they need it. The top Republican has said one of his witnesses, Teresa Fryer, warned health officials about the system's vulnerabilities prior to its October 1 launch. Everybody said it was. Everybody told you it wasn't going to work before you even passed it. Yeah, that was called the Tea Party. That was called Americans. Nobody really believed that it was going to work except for a few on, well, you know, the diehards, the Obamaites, the Obots, the people that just flat refuse to acknowledge reality, because then they would have to admit that they were wrong, and they can't do that. Well, why? Well, they're Democrats, don't you know? Only people on the right, the Tea Party, Republicans, conservatives, anybody who's white, anybody who's male, you're wrong. It's just the way it is. Unless you're a Democrat, then you can be anything you want. But Mr. Cummings reminded Chairman Issa that in four separate letters, security contractor, MITRE, they probably call it MITRE, warned that documents it provided to the committee include software code information that is highly sensitive and could give hackers a roadmap to compromise the security of the website and the personal information of consumers. Well, this is a pre-setup is what this is. They already know, and you know, you've heard me talk about it. Everybody knows. People are smart. They know there isn't security. They had the people that were working on the system say it's not secure. Would you put your name in it? Would you sign up for Obamacare? No, these security, whatever they call it, they go in there and they test to find out how secure it is. They said no, they would not sign up to Obamacare because it's not secure. Well, they know it's not secure. And it's only a matter of time before the hackers are just start hacking people. It's only a matter of time. They're waiting until the people with a lot of money come in so they can have, you know, the bigger the prize. But they can't get all the people that are getting, you know, getting it for free, getting it, you know, subsidies. They can't get them yet. So they're waiting in the wings for the people with money. But the people with money say, no, thank you. It is insecure, and they know it. Guaranteed. They know it's happening, too. They know people are going to, it's only going to be a matter of time before it comes out that somebody got hacked. So he's trying to do this, but, you know, in time. So when it comes out, see, I told you so, they got a hacker in there because of this information that you gave out, and it's all your fault, Mr. Issa, it's your fault. Republicans, Tea Party! No, it's your fault for voting for something that you never read and then crammed it down your constituents' throats. He said Mr. Issa needs to set some parameters around how the information can be used in public and how it should be stored by the committee. Who the hell are you to even make these recommendations? I mean, this guy just says, what a piece of work, man. Let Mr. Issa handle his committee. He's pretty good at it. He's only got one once a week. He knows what the hell he's doing. We don't need you, Mr. Cummings. Spartan off. First of all, you're just a disruptor. You argue just for the sake of arguing. You never have a legitimate cause, but yet your mouth never stops. I don't believe a single word that you say, Mr. Cummings. You can just see the corruption just oozing out of your pores. It's disgusting. Just zip it, Zippy. Now we got problems in state health care exchanges may reflect glitches in the federal system. Really? Again, these headlines, they're like, you know, brand new. Well, it's official now if it's in the newspaper, if it's on the internet. Before, it was just, well, it was just talk, just scuttlebutt. But now it's in the paper. Wow, damn. Oh, well, I seen it on the news. Well, if you've seen it on the news, well, damn. Oh, no. The news doesn't lie. They're part of the government. With all the focus on federal health care exchange, some of the problems in state exchanges have gotten less attention. But they may offer a glimpse of future problems in the federal system. The federal system, the fact that the federal system even exists, that's the glitch. Vicki Rapoport is the face of the breakdown in state exchanges. In her case, Maryland. What's going on with all this Maryland stuff here today? I like Maryland. They got some weird, wacky people there, though. But get weird, wacky people wherever you go. Even in the universe, you got weird, wacky creatures up there. Everybody's weird and wacky. That's why you're a human. Because you are weird and wacky. To me, Ms. Rapoport goes on to say, to me, it's very personal. And it's very frustrating because the system has failed me. Now, these are one out of gazillions of stories, and it could be you next week. You don't know. Could be you today. Could be you tomorrow. You don't know. Rapoport, who is self-employed, trying to sign up in early October. She eventually went to an official navigator for Howard County called Healthy Howard. Unbelievable, these stupid names, man. That's not impressing me. By calling it now, instead of Obamacare, they call it the Affordable Care Act. People will sign up thinking it's affordable. But no, they're not going to sign up thinking it's affordable. When they see the price tag, they're not going to sign up. You see what I'm saying? It's not affordable. That's number one. So stop using it. Stop trying to impress me with fancy names. And I'm just supposed to go along with. You know, it's like people when they want you to agree with them and they just nod their head up and down like, oh, because you nod your head up and down, I'm supposed to just agree with you? No, no. And what comes out of your filthy fat sewer that I'm either agreeing or disagreeing with? That has nothing to do with whether you're shaking your head up and down. I just think you got some kind of palsy or something. I don't know. Maybe you got some kind of twitch. Like old little Debbie Dum Dum. She's got all kinds of twitches. With her eyes. Her constant bad hair frizz day. I mean, that girl's just a mess. And then everything that comes out of her mouth is just garbage. Gibberish. It's just sputum. Shut up. So this chick goes to this Healthy Howard navigator, which signed her up, gave her a confirmation number, and a printout of the plan she chose. So she's right on track. Look at her. She's really going, you go, girl. But then she got hit with a brick wall. Oh, no. What happened next? Oh, the suspense is killing me. I was told by the insurance company I selected that they have no record of me. They don't know. Who am I? I don't know. Who are you? I don't know. Well, why? Well, the government was involved. You think? I did go to the state navigation system, and they have no record of me. That is the same problem the federal government experienced with the so-called back end of the system. Use your imagination with back end of the system, and you have it correctly, which tells the state officials and insurance companies who has enrolled. Doug Holtz Eakin, former head of the Congressional Budget Office, which is just a hack office. It's an office of hacks. It's pathetic. It's not real. And we need to stop using it and stop quoting them. The right quotes them when it's in their favor. The left quotes them when it's in their favor. Stop quoting them. They quote whatever in their favor, whoever pays them the most. We don't need that. What we need is civilian congressional budget office supervision. We need civilians to start doing this stuff. We need civilians that can keep an eye on the government. So them keeping an eye on us, we need to keep an eye on them. After all, this is our government. It's not theirs. We are not theirs. They are ours. And I don't mean that they are ours as in our possession. They mean it that way. They look at us as their possessions, their property. We are their subjects. We are theirs. And we know what is better for them. They don't. They're peasants. What do they know? We haven't told them what to know yet. How do you expect these people to know anything? I didn't tell them anything yet. Oh, these people, they want to think. They'd use their brain. Become free? We can't have that. I am the king. Doug Holtz Eakin, former head of the Congressional Puke Budget Office, is blunt. The back end's not working, he says. Well, that's pretty blunt. The back end's not working. Really? How about the front end? There's no way to effectively match policies and people. Well, that's pretty blunt. And they're all in quotations, too, so that means that must be what he really, really said. Sarah Dash of Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute says, we know that there wasn't enough time for what's called the end-to-end testing in these states to really make sure that the whole system worked together. There's not enough time. 3 years isn't enough time to build a website. Wow. I wonder if Amazon took 3 years to build their website when they started their company. I wonder if it took that long to build it once they got the money. Yeah, they got the money to build the website. I wonder if it took them 3 years. I wonder if it took them $677 million to build the damn thing, too. And still going, by the way. They've got new people in charge, and they've got, you know, they got rid of this company who did this, so now they got to bring in new companies to try to figure out what the hell they did and see if you can fix it. And you're worried about hackers, Mr. Cummings. Hackers are already there. There was never any security to begin with. So don't try to pass this off on Mr. ISA. And as if you are out looking for the peeps. You ain't looking out for anybody but yourself. Shut up. Wasn't enough time to do what is called the end-to-end testing in these states to make sure that it worked together, worked properly. But yet they put it online, knowing full well it's insecure, knowing full well that it doesn't work. But we have to put it online and force people to go into it. And you want the government now to run single payer where they have complete and total control over it. Really? Is that really what you want? They can't handle, they can't even get 7 million. How are they going to handle, they've only got just a few hundred thousand, really. Now they say they got 2 million, which those are people just looking. They're not people actually signing up. There's nobody I've said it here, and I've said it from the very beginning, October 1. Nobody is signed up for Obamacare. That part where this lady's talking about that this, nobody knows who the hell she is, that's everybody. Nobody has Obamacare. Facing a deadline to pay her premium for college. Wait a minute, I missed something here. Sarah Dash of Georgetown. Didn't we start this? Oh, yeah. Now here I am. Facing a deadline. I've only got a couple minutes, and I never shut up, but I got to get through this story. Facing a deadline to pay her premium for coverage, Rappaport shows a pile of documents indicating she reached out to the governor, her representatives in Washington, and the White House, as well as the state exchange. So this woman's done all of her due diligence, everything she can do. I was told by both Maryland Health Connection. Oh, yeah, they're really connecting healthy, aren't they? And the troubleshooting site. Oh, the troubleshooting site. Well, the troubleshooting site is in trouble. That somebody would get back with me within 2 to 3 days. Yeah, we've all heard, I'll get back with you in a couple of days. Yeah. So far, she has not heard from anybody, and you never will. She did, however, get a letter from Senator Barbara Mikulski saying, I am, now this is in quotations. This, I'm going to read this, and you tell me if this is not a stock letter that has probably more than likely been sent out to, well, all of her constituents, which I find absolutely just pathetic. These stock letters, stock apologies, stock please, I'm sorry that you got screwed, please still continue to vote for me, these kind of things, you know. I feel your pain. I'm fighting for you. It's not my fault. It's Republicans. No, it's yours. But these letters are so phony, so disgusting. I just can't stand it. Why a member of Congress would even send these stupid things out anyway. But this woman's got a real problem. So she gets a form letter. I am just as frustrated as you are about the launch of health reform. I am particularly, and I can't say that word, but you get the point, disappointed that the exchange websites did not operate smoothly for Marylanders, quote, unfriggin' quote. Why did you even bother sending that? Why didn't you get on the goddamn phone, you bimbo, and call this woman? Oh, you were at a brunch. Oh. Sorry. Rappaport has the misfortune to be in one of several states whose marketplaces have collapsed. Maryland, which initially claimed to be a national model, has signed up less than 19,000 at the end of December. Oops. Wow. Pretty sad. Colorado, with roughly the same population, has signed up 150,000. At least they got pot. The governor's office called Rappaport Tuesday night and said they would send a manual application next week. A manual application. It means you've got to fill it out by hand. Yeah. It's probably like 5,000 pages. But she would have to pay 2 months premium this week. I mean, this is just, it just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop, and it won't stop, and it can't stop. It's now on a downhill spiral, rolling straight to hell, taking anybody and everybody it can touch down to the bowels of hell with it. There's your hope and change. See that big ball of fire down there? You know, that's your hope and change. Go get it. Oh, you don't want it, do you? Oh. Well, you voted twice for it. Told me that you wanted it. There it is. Go get it. Yeah, you can have as much hope and change as you want. There it is. How can people be so goddamn gullible in this country? I just have never been able to figure it out. However, paying two premiums this week up front in cash, that, however, has created yet another problem. The provider doesn't have any record of me and therefore doesn't have able to tell me the amount of the premium. So here it is. She's got this manual application. She's had all these problems trying to sign up. Nobody knows who this woman is. She can't seem to get this. She signed up, through this. Then she takes the manual application, fills out 5,000 frickin' pages. But still, nobody has any information because that part of the website everything has to go through the website at one point. You can fill it out manually, but it still eventually has to go through healthcare.gov through that website. Well, that information that has all your personal information, your banking information, all that crap, the stuff that the hackers know, and they're just waiting for the rich people to get in there so they can just steal it. You don't want to go with the little guys. You want to get the big fish and get them quick, man. You get the cash, you get the big stuff, you get it quick, and then you run. That part hasn't been built yet. Nobody is signed up with Obamacare. I've said that from the very damn beginning. From the very beginning, since this opened up in October. And it is still true today. There may be people that are getting it for, the Medicare and the Medicaid. That's probably most of those people are already signed up. All they did was just transfer that. That's in there. But it's the people that have to actually physically go in there and pay for it. Those people are not signed up. There's zero. Nobody. Zip. Nada. That's why the number keeps getting bigger and bigger, because they think if they give a much bigger number, more people are going to pile in. Oh, everybody else is doing it. Let's go, guys. All the other sheep are falling off the cliff. Let's go fall with them. Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea. And that is exactly what is happening. And the higher number that they go, they think more people are going to believe it. Nobody's signing up for it. And those that did sign up for it are not signed up for it because that part of the website that needs to take that information to make sure that the health insurance companies and you and the government and everybody else, the EPA, is aware of it and can actually take your money and process it. Well, no, there is no process. Nobody is signed up with Obamacare. And that's the end of today's program. We're bringing this ship back to port here, and we'll get underway tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks a lot for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.